Part 4. The Fruit. Jesus said, Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. John 15, verse 2. Fruit. This is the next great word we have. The vine, the husbandman, the branch, the fruit. What has our Lord to say to us of fruit? Well, simply this, that fruit is one of the things the branch is for. And that if the branch bears not fruit, the husbandman takes it away. The vine is the glory of the husbandman. The branch is the glory of the vine. And the fruit is the glory of the branch. If the branch brings not forth fruit, then there's no glory or worth in it. It's an offence. It's a hindrance, and the husbandman takes it away. The one reason for the existence of the branch, the one mark of being a true branch of the heavenly vine, the one condition of being allowed by the divine husbandman to share the life of the vine is bearing fruit. And what is fruit? Something that the branch bears, not for itself, but for its owner. Something that is to be gathered and to be taken away. The branch does indeed receive from the vine sap for its own life, by which it grows stronger and thicker. But this supply for its own maintenance is entirely subordinate to the fulfilment of the purpose of its existence, which is bearing fruit. It is because Christians do not understand nor accept this truth that they so fail in their efforts and their prayers to live the branch life. They often desire it very earnestly. They read and meditate and pray, and yet they fail, and they wonder why. The reason is simple. They do not know that fruit bearing is the one thing that they have been saved for. Just as entirely as Christ became the true vine, with the one object. You have been made a branch too, with the one object of bearing fruit for the salvation of men. The vine and the branch are equally under the unchangeable law of fruit bearing as the one reason for their being. Christ and the believer, the heavenly vine and the branch, have equally their place in the world exclusively for one purpose, to carry God's saving love to men. Hence the solemn word that every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. Let us specially beware of one great mistake. Many Christians think their own salvation is the first thing, their temporal life and prosperity, the care of their family the second, and what of time and interest is left may be devoted to fruit bearing and to the saving of men. No wonder that in most cases very little time or interest can be found. No, Christian, the one object with which you have been made a member of Christ's body is that the head may have you to carry out his saving work. The one object that God had in making you a branch is that Christ may, through you, bring life to men your personal salvation, your business, and the care of your family are entirely subordinate to this. Your first aim in life, your first aim every day, should be to know how Christ desires to carry out his purpose in you. Let us begin to think as God thinks. Let us accept Christ's teaching and respond to it. The one object of me as a branch, the one mark of my being a true branch, the one condition of my abiding and growing strong is that I bear the fruit of the heavenly vine for dying men to eat and to live. And the one thing of which I have the most perfect assurance is that with Christ as my vine, and the Father as my husbandman, I can indeed be a fruitful branch. Oh, Father, we know that you come seeking fruit in our lives, in my life. Oh, Lord, teach us to realize how important this is to you, and how this is truly the one object of our being in the vine and of our union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that we may have this one desire to be fruitful for you, to be so filled with your Holy Spirit, to be so united with your beloved Son, that we as branches may bring forth fruit abundantly to your praise, to your glory, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask this in the name of Jesus.